Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another evening of just praising the Most High with song. We have a really good show today. We have a lot of original artists who have submitted their work that glorifies the Lord or our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or the Great I Am. Before we get started, though, I wanted to start with the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, take them out to Hebrews 6 chapter 13th verse. And it's about the certainty of God's promise. It's wonderful that we know that God does not lie. And if he promised he was going to do something, he will do it. But it's hard for us to remember this when we're in the midst of turmoil or we're in the midst of some crisis. So if you're ever feeling that way, if you ever feel like you're feeling that way, go to Hebrews 6 chapter, starting with the 13th verse, and it says, when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms that themselves, the oath confirms what is said and puts to an end all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. Hallelujah. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who's listening, that is the greatest news you could possibly have, that your Father in heaven, with the support of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, says that anything he has promised us in the Bible, he has swore an oath that he would uphold. And there was no one higher for him to swear that oath to, but he swore it anyway. That means that as you read your Bible and you come across promises, write them down. When you come across promises, you know, tape them to your refrigerator, tape them to your bathroom window, or tape them to the back of your door. And every day, remember something that your Father has promised for you. And then walk with Christ the rest of that day, and you should walk into every blessing. I say every blessing that is out there for you. You will not miss anything meant for you, because if God is for you, who can be against you? Everyone, definitely go to Hebrews 6 chapter through the 18th verse. And we're going to get into a little praise and worship. That's exactly what we're here to do tonight. So here we go, everyone. First up, it's all.
Oh, Let it rain, oh, your rain. fall on me. We're in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Baba, open the floodgates.
Every tongue shall confess
that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. You answer by fire, God of Daniel, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Sing it with me.
You can't hear me. This is my biggest frustration. Hear my cries of pleading for the souls, for my entire nation. Every day I say to my people who don't believe who they truly are, their confusion turns to anger because of being lost in the world with no car, and they may drive to me where I am and live with me. Yes, they truly can, because I am always near and not far. I need the souls who can hear me. Please rescue my people from my enemy. For I have put you here to do what I need, and when I see what you have done for me, I will truly release blessings in your life. If you are a man alone, I will send you a wife. A woman alone will receive her mate, for that is my destiny for she who will obey my commands and not be too late.
I will give you all.
If you are in need of money, I will give it to you. If you are in need of a place to stay, that is nothing for me to do. For I am the one true living God, the one who created the limitless expanse of the universe. So how hard would it be for me to let you see how richly I will bless you?
The cries of the Lord. Can you hear me?
Hear me.
If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee,
I will bless thee
in every way.
Just put your trust in me, and I will direct your path. You do the math yourself. How many hairs are in your head? Only I know. So how hard do you think it will be for me to show you which way to go? In your business, on your job, in your home and on the road, I will show you how to turn the knob that will open the door to your blessings. So please listen to my cries and you will hear, my sons and daughters, how to become a seer of those souls I send to you. And you will begin to do the thing I have called you to. For in the womb I formed you. Before you were born, I knew you. I brought you out and appointed you as a prophet in order that you may be the map, so the lost souls will find their way, and then they may find me as you have. And they will hear me say, thank you for listening. Now I will begin to repay you for everything you will do and for every time you've remained true. And I will know that you love the lost souls enough to bring them to me and to love them the way that I love you. Come to me, O lost soul. I need the souls who can hear me. Come to me.
weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Kevin D. Jemison, God over everything, yeah, God deserve our praise, God is our shelter like a farmhouse for a horse to keep us safe through the bad weather, of course, we couldn't live without him like we couldn't live with no air, so today's the day we do what he do, show him care, give God the highest praise like his spirit on you, you love him like God's angels love heaven, don't you, we'll show it like a baby shows his mama that he loves her. Make a joyful noise and shout for him, brother. God love it like you love when people shout your name. So shout it out loud like you proud to be his game. Jehovah El Shaddai, the almighty God of our life. He is omnipotent, can end the world with his might. But yet he blesses with another day like we deserve it. And keep us safe like a safe house, God is perfect. I love his ways, so I will give him his deserving praise.
God is my shelter,
give God the highest praise like you a newly free slave. Thank God for breaking your chains. No hammer could have lost your life, but you're still living like Diana. God is our salvation, a shelter through the bad storm. Keeps us dry through the rainy weather, plastic uniform. Give him your all like it's 21 of you. Loved you 21 times more than anyone loved you. Hey, you couldn't put a price on that and sell it on eBay. This is time for you and we do it all over. It's the replay. There's not a greater love in this world than Jehovah needs these. With him or us, we don't get defeated. We defeat, so any struggle or any suffering we endure, we can get through it, cause God's our Lord. I love how he saves, so I will give him the highest praise.
God is my shelter, without a doubt.
stop of the journey. My cry, his reply, part one and two. How do I take that quiet place with me? You know, that place where I feel free. When the ways of the world binds me, how can I feel free? Lord, I'm crying out to you. Please set me free from the betrayal, mistrust, all the conflict in the air, from the downright disgust I feel when Satan is near. Oh, that quiet place where it's just you and me. Lord, I'm asking you to cover me in the face of the world's adversities, for only you can unleash me in the name of Jesus. Set me free. I lowered my head, and Jesus replied to me, I'll make you ministers and prophets, you see. Come closer to me. Just like the disciples, you'll see things others can't see. Yes, you'll see all the pain of the world's adversities, but remember, it was me they hung on Calvary, and I am peace. So don't try to face the world without me. Hold my hand, and I'll set you free. Like my resurrection, you'll rise above Satan, and I'll bind every adversity. And you, my child, are already free in me.
Thank you. Yankee Vibe.
Salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed.
ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it.
All right. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Minister Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I better do a special shout-out to Coco Street, who hung out with me in the chat room. Definitely come hang out with us in the chat room when you get a chance, you hear that we are broadcasting live. Now, I want to go back to the reading of the week. Hebrews 6th chapter, 13th through the 18th verse. And this is why God is so awesome. And he's so worthy of our praise. Because it's the certainty of God's promise that we are given. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Man swears by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts to end all argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to his heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, and we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. I hope that word encouraged you. Take it out, type it out, put it on your mirror, put it in your refrigerator, put it somewhere, and start putting the promises of God around your house. Because he said, if I promised it, you'll receive it. Don't forget to visit our website at www.journeyhomeministries.org. That's www.journeyhomeministries.org. And I will see you next time. Peace and blessings, everyone.